Hello and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. Well, let's get real for a second. Sports betting is growing like wildfire, fueled by flashy ads, celebrity endorsements, and dream of easy money. But is it actually a smart financial move, or just another way to throw your hard-earned cash down the drain? If you know anything about how I approach money, you already know where this is going, so buckle up. We're about to take a no-nonsense dive into the so-called pros and the very real cons of sports betting. I have three pros to talk about and five cons, so here we go. Pros, if you can call them that. Number one, entertainment value. I'll give credit to where credit is due. For some folks, betting on sports is a form of entertainment. They claim it makes the game more exciting, adds a thrill to watching, and brings people together. But let's be honest. So does watching the game with friends and grilling out in the backyard. You don't need to risk your financial future to enjoy a football game. Two, the potential to win money. Yes, it's technically possible to win money in sports betting. Some people hit it big. You hear the story of the guy who turned $100 into $10,000. But guess what? The casinos and sports books aren't in the business of losing money. The vast majority of bettors end up losing more than they win. The house always wins, and they've got decades of data and algorithms making sure of it. Three, skill-based betting. Unlike the lottery, sports betting allows for research and analysis. Some bettors claim they can consistently win by studying teams, trends, and statistics. And while there are professionals who do make money from betting, they are an anomaly. The average person, no matter how much time they spend analyzing, will never outthink the built-in advantage that sports books have. Now let's talk about the very real cons. Number one, the odds are stacked against you. Sports books make their money by ensuring that over time, the bettors lose. The odds, the VIG, that's the house cut, and the ever-changing lines are all designed to keep you coming back for more while slowly draining your wallet. You might win occasionally, and they actually want you to, but if you keep betting, you will lose in the long run. That's not an opinion. That's math. Number two, it's a slippery slope to gambling addiction. For some, sports betting starts as a harmless hobby, but it quickly spirals into a full-blown addiction. The dopamine rush of a win makes you want to bet again. The sting of a loss makes you want to win it back. And before you know it, you're chasing losses, maxing out credit cards, and hiding your habits from your family. That's not fun. That's a financial and emotional disaster waiting to happen. Let me get real for a minute. You may be watching this right now and feel convicted. You might be in a world of hurt, because betting has gotten the best of you. You've drained your accounts. You've hidden this issue from those that you love, and you don't know where to run. First of all, I want to say that all of us face temptations, and we all do dumb things, and many of us have messed up. You're not alone. But I challenge you right now to do the brave thing. Tell the truth to the ones you love and ask for help. This can be the day that your life changes. Do it. You got this. Number three, it creates a false sense of control. A lot of bettors think they have an edge. They believe their knowledge of the game gives them an advantage. But the reality is that sports are unpredictable. Injuries happen. Bad calls happen. And upsets happen. If even the best sports analysis and former athletes can't consistently predict game outcomes, what makes the average bettor think they can? Number four, it wrecks your financial future. And here's where I get passionate. If you've got debt, credit cards, student loans, car payments, you have zero business betting on sports. None. Every dollar you throw at a sports book is a dollar that could be working for you, getting you out of debt, building your emergency fund, or growing your wealth through investments. Sports betting isn't a wealth building strategy. It's a wealth destroying trap. And five, it can ruin relationships. Money problems are one of the top causes of stress in relationships. And when one spouse starts gambling away the budget, lying about money, or taking financial risks without discussing them, you are breaking trust. Countless couples right now are on the brink of divorce because of gambling issues. You don't have to be in that number. Make the right decision and find hope and peace in your finances. Well, if you want to build wealth, here's a wild idea. Invest in things that actually make money. Instead of betting on a football game, bet on yourself. Invest in your education, start a side hustle, put your money in mutual funds, and stick to a budget. Those things might not give you an instant thrill, but you know what they do give you? Financial peace, stability, and freedom. Sports betting isn't a financial strategy. It's entertainment at best, and a disaster waiting to happen at worst. If you have extra money burning a hole in your pocket, donate it to charity, invest it, or save for something meaningful. But don't hand it over to a sports book expecting to come out ahead. That's a fool's game, and you deserve better. Or listen, if you'd like to participate in sports betting and it is entertainment for you and not a path to addiction, then decide with your spouse how much you will spend each month and put it in the budget, like $5 a month or 20 bucks a month. But do not get sucked in and spend more than a dime that you decided beforehand. Do you want to build wealth? Ditch the get-rich-quick mentality and start making real financial moves. That's how you win. No gambling required. And if you want to get fired up and on track with your finances, give us a call. It's our passion to help you find financial peace. If you've enjoyed this video, I'd appreciate it if you hit that like button. And if you know someone betting on sports, go ahead, send them this video. Subscribe to our channel to make sure you get our latest content. If you have a financial question, I'd love to hear it. Just drop a comment below. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.